Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today draws on the triune name that's spoken in Matthew's gospel. Also, in Acts chapter 2, Peter, as he's preaching his sermon, says in verse 33 and 36, "Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made Him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom you crucified." Have you ever gotten to know someone pretty well and later on then met their parents? Kind of interesting, isn't it? It's always intriguing to see where someone's physical traits and mannerisms come from. And frankly, sometimes it's hard to see a resemblance. But other times, it couldn't be more obvious. Hold that thought for just a second. Today, as you're aware, it's Trinity Sunday. And Trinity Sunday is a peculiar special day in this sense. All the other church year festivals center on an event from the biblical record. For example, last week was the day of Pentecost, which was an historical event in the life of the church. We can talk about who was there, what happened, the apostles overcome by the Holy Spirit start preaching in languages they had never learned. Go through the whole church here and you'll see the pattern. Christmas, Jesus is born in a stable. Lent and Holy Week, Jesus is making His journey towards the cross and the empty tomb. Ascension Day explains itself. But Trinity Sunday? Trinity Sunday is the only festival day on which we just talk about something that exists. Or to be more precise, something that is. Or to be even more precise, someone who is, who was, and always will be. In other words, we talk about God on this special day. We talk about God's peculiar nature as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Christian thinkers of every era have written countless volumes about the three-in-one nature of God, have attempted to explore the very depths of this mystery. I'm not even going to try to trace the history of those thoughts here with you today. But what I do want you to see is this. In the same way that you can see a resemblance between child and parent, in an infinitely better way, you can get to know Almighty God, the Heavenly Father, by getting to know His Son, Jesus. And you have help in this getting to know God endeavor. The Holy Spirit is always impressing this into your heart and mind. So allow yourself over the next few minutes simply to honor, to worship the Holy Trinity. Let yourself be raised up from an ever current situation you are facing to be drawn into the mystery of a God who is Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and realize that everything, even our very selves, are passing away quickly. And let yourself be swept up into the mystery of God Himself. The message of Holy Scripture is this: God reveals Himself as the Father of Jesus, and Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, released Him into the world, and it's the Holy Spirit who makes us acceptable to God the Father by baptism and faith. Baptism in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit takes everything that belongs to God and gives it to you. Now, we can't really comprehend everything that that means, but behind that incredible gift is a Father and Son unlike any other. And their Spirit is actively searching for people to love, to give to bring into the family. It's been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, the picture I want to share with you this morning is the picture that's on my cross, and realizing the limitations of showing you what's on my cross from here. Same thing is projected onto the screen. The picture on my cross is based on a painting that was completed somewhere right before 1000 AD. Obviously, it's a picture of the crucifixion of Jesus. And just in the background, you see the figure of God the Father with outstretched arms holding up the hands of His Son. This is my favorite cross to wear. Probably my favorite piece of Christian artwork, period. In part because it says it all. It was Jesus who died. But it was the Father who gave Him to us. Gave Him to die instead of us. Not too many years ago, pastor of a pretty large church in the northwest suburbs of Chicago was interviewed by Peter Jennings for an ABC special. And in that special, this pastor said he didn't want a cross in his church, since, after all, the cross is only one symbol among many legitimate Christian symbols. He has a point there, but his point was the cross was just too offensive to too many people. I would respectfully disagree. The cross is what Christianity is all about. Without the cross, I cannot know anything helpful or comforting about God. Without the cross, what else is left? But in the cross, I not only see Jesus, the innocent man, put to death, but in the cross, I see the heart of a God who is not only a creator, but a redeemer. In the cross, I see a God who was willing to break His own heart in order to gain mine and yours. The mystery of the Trinity is then completed by the coming of the Holy Spirit, and right here on my cross, on which the Father is holding up the outstretched arms of His Son, there's a dove right above the head of the Father. You may not even notice it at first. But the artist has put into one image what would take an author, maybe a pastor or two, pages and pages to say. crucifixion of Jesus is the true celebration of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit comes from God. In our creeds we say He proceeds from the Father and the Son. But that throne is not found in the heights of heaven, hidden away where we can't see it or sense it. Jesus' throne is the cross, set right in the middle of sinful humanity. From the throne of the cross, Jesus prays, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And from that cross, we have learned to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." From that cross, Jesus grants us the Father's forgiveness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we forgive the sins of those who wrong us. Trinity Sunday, peculiar as it is really and finally a matter of identity. The person who trusts in the God revealed at the cross becomes like Jesus in mercy, in kindness, in compassion. The person whose heart is broken open by the sight of the Father holding up His Son's arms begins to share in that unstoppable love. Look at the lengths to which God has gone to gain you. In what way will you say thank you to Him? Would you please pray with me? Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace, You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Almighty, Infinite Father, faithfully loving Your own, here in our weakness, You find us falling before Your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Amen.